TagCastPodcast.com.
Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you as always by our gracious sponsors at Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. Complete Ag Resolutions offer you the best solutions in all your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/completeagresolutions. And Pizza Now, they're ready when you are. They're at 1705 Southeast Hill Street. And I personally would suggest that you get the porcupine pizza. It's a barbecue base with a pulled pork and pineapple and red onions if you like that stuff. Check them out. They have a Facebook at Pizza Now Albany. You can call them up at 928-0900. You can check out their Twitter at Pizza Now One. So check out Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions. And now listen to your episode. Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Is it blow?
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gatch.
You know what you are? You give me leg monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg was right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 336. My name is Terry Guile. Welcome to a Monday. Across the table sits my co-host,
Gatchola. Just Gatchola today. Holy crap, it's already Monday.
I know, I'm feeling sad because of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to get us in a... I try to wake everybody up on Monday. You hear that crazy music in the background? Any guesses on who it is?
Suffocation?
No, but it starts with an S.
I was going to go Sepultura.
That's the closest answer you could get. Soulfly, brand new Soulfly. Our buddies in 30-pound test will be opening for them tomorrow. I wanted to touch on that at the beginning of the episode today because I'm not going to include it on the plugs because it's going to be tomorrow. So if you don't have your tickets for Soulfly, check it out. They got pretty heavy. They used to be kind of a little bit K for a while when he had Fred Durst on his album.
Man, who does
that? I thought
that?
It was Suffocation. My metal points just went down.
Dude, that double bass is intense.
I already played that on a single bass, though.
Yeah, right.
Quaker Oat Box.
Yeah. He's got the double pedal.
Yeah, when you get the fingers in there on the Quaker Oat Box, man, you can make some tight.
Oh, that was so weird. When you did that on the table, a strobe effect was on the video at the same exact time, and it went flash, flash, flash right when you did that. That was fucking
wow.
Weird. So anyway, if you guys are into Soulfly and other bands that have Cavaleras in them, you should go check out Soulfly at Hawthorne Theater tomorrow night with 30-pound test, our friends. Our
do
friends are opening.
Do they have a Cavalera Venerable?
They should have a Cavalera Venerable.
A Cavalera Venerable?
That's hard to say.
It is.
Cavalera Carnival Tour.
Yeah.
Cruise. How about a Carnival Cruise? Cavalera Cruise.
Yeah.
Cruise so, yeah.
A bad name.
Hit up the Rowe Brothers or Lyndon or Blake from 30-pound test. You could save a couple bucks on tickets. See, there went that strobe effect again. I'm freaking out.
Oh.
These guys are actually sounding pretty heavy. I'm going to have to download this album for free.
Have you introduced our guest yet? Our record-breaking guest?
No, but I heard him talk and I forgot. It is. It's a record-breaking day.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time we've ever had the same guest for 3 episodes in a row.
I know.
So we don't even have to tell you who it is.
A first-time guest, even.
I know. He loved it so much he can't go away.
I'm going big. My schedule was fairly open.
He's going to go big and then go home.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which the old saying was, go big or go home. Lance Thill in the house today. Guessing a suffocation on Soulfly.
Yikes.
That means Soulfly stepping up their game is what's happening.
Who is your... who won the All-Star game yesterday?
Oh, man. I'm thinking the West won because, you know,
they're so good.
How the West was won. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice.
He looked to the left.
Right on. Right on.
Wait, he looked to the right when he said that, so that means he was not lying.
That could be a...
he looked to my left, so I thought he was lying to me.
But that is actually south, though.
Doesn't Tim Roth say that in that movie or that show, Lie to Me? You ever watch that?
Yeah, oh yeah. I've seen them.
Isn't
all.
If you look to the left when you reply, that means you're lying?
Yeah. Typically, if you glance to the left right away, that means that you're looking for...
a lie.
You're looking for a story. Yeah.
Why not to the right? I'm just going to always look
think,
to the right.
I don't know. You
like
know
that guy always tells the truth.
Yeah. Dude, that's a great show, man. I watched all the episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
I only used to watch it when it first came out when it was on television, when my dad used to watch it. But
well, it's got the, you know, there's that poker thing. You get to see the facial pics. And I, you know, Tim Roth, a great underrated actor, in my opinion.
For sure.
You know, but it was a perfect series for him, too, in his dryness and snarkiness. That's a new. I'm finally figuring out. You know, this, you know, because some words you use and then you never really think about what they mean, you know.
Right.
And now I'm trying to start to peg people as snarky.
Do you know what snarky means as a definition?
Well, no.
It's kind of cocky, right? It was a bar in Albany for a while, well, snarkies.
Yeah, I guess
it's just fun to say.
Lucky Larry's.
Remember snarkies?
Yeah. Yeah. Go DUI hunting there.
Yeah. But like Lance and I were discussing it yesterday, Anthony Bourdain, I would label him a snarky.
Off the top of my head, who is
cooking shows?
Yeah, he's you know, he does that.
Cake Boss.
No, he does that No Reservations show.
No Reservations.
And, you know, he's got the gray hair.
He drinks. He travels.
He's just
and he has a hunger for more.
Cool. He is a celebrity. Just that's it.
Yeah,
kind of like Cake Boss.
You know, you were talking about Ace of Cakes.
Uh huh.
I recently saw that guy was on Ridiculousness as a guest.
Duff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was pretty funny.
Duff.
Actually.
His last name is Cake.
Duff McKagan.
That is awesome.
From I Want a Guns N' Roses Cake.
Here's some points for you. Duff McKagan has written for ESPN.
What did he write? A song?
Song or?
No, he wrote an art. He writes articles. Now he's a writer and journalist kind of guy. And
we got a writer over there.
He writes for like local Seattle things. I've seen a few articles. But yeah, he wrote about sports in the Seattle area as a Seattle
sport. Wow, he's dumb.
Yeah.
I'm
and
sorry.
I have my own opinion on sports in the Northwest just because it's rainy here. You know, they never do well.
What do you mean? Sports don't do well because it's rainy?
No, just because it's, you know, you have different different regions have different...
like soccer wouldn't do too well here.
They
it
have,
rains too much, right?
They,
and it's
they
outdoors.
Soccer does well here.
Yeah,
actually.
Soccer actually does well here. We got a major league.
But don't
team
they get rained out a lot?
They just play in the rain.
Yeah,
they're not wusses.
But it, you know, every area has an attitude, right? Every region, and the Northwest region has an attitude, and you know, you saw a bit of it when grunge was around, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You saw like the flannel. You know, we're just in the dark. We're just out here in the rain. You know, we get poured on, but we still enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really care that much about sports to be fucking winning all the time.
Yeah, some people do, though.
Some people do.
We're pretty hip around here, though.
Oh, did you see that post of Mike Scheit on Facebook?
Uh-uh.
He was ranting about people using the term hipster, and he thinks that it's bullshit and that it's more of a four fingers pointing back at you type of thing.
Which oh,
I
really?
Guess means whoa. You only have... I guess it would be three fingers and a thumb pointing back at you if you're pointing the finger at somebody.
Yeah.
I guess it's three fingers pointing back at you. And, like, all these people, like, I guess the comment about hipsters just, like, blew up, like, more comments than he gets, like, when he's posting something about Yob.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, isn't it a clickster? Oh,
yeah.
You call it a clickster, like a C-L-I-Q-U-E, clickster.
Yeah.
And,
well,
everybody
you know.
Pretty much said that the people who are calling people hipsters are the ones who are the actual hipsters, the ones who think they did everything before it was cool, and I don't even know. I don't even know what it means. I just try to make jokes about it sometimes because it's topical.
Think, yeah, that's what it is. You
I've
know,
heard
it's just
other
a word
comedians
just...
joke about it, and it works well. So I looked into it a little bit just to, you know, like I got a joke about that Dickies jacket that I got recently and how I like things just because I like them.
Well, nobody likes to be called a hipster, right? So
no.
A hipster, just using the term hipster, is just like some people that I don't like.
Yeah, and
right?
they referred to it as like, calling someone a poser or some other derogatory.
Or a fag.
Yeah.
Right? I don't mean...
Or an N-word.
You know? I don't necessarily mean...
Gay fag.
You take it in the butt. I'm just saying, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, how many minutes has it been? And the first butt reference.
Yeah. That only took 6 minutes.
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Oh, is that a record?
We should just say ass at the beginning of the record.
Mm-hmm.
Record.
I'm going to...
We're going to release one episode on Double Vinyl Gatefold. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice.
It's going to cost a lot, but we don't care. Hello, Barney. Would you like to answer a few questions? It's like, shit, he just ran
Come
off.
Come back, Barney.
What'd you do over the weekend? Anything fun? Did you guys go out and party? Did you stay home and drink?
I stayed home and I watched a Shark Tank.
I stayed home on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A quiet night at home.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, I didn't do a whole lot.
Friday I did a crazy weird comedy show with a sad clown who just was like crying about such sad things, and then some people that weren't on the bill got up and cleared out the room. But I had a pretty good set. I think I did 30 minutes, and I got $25.
Nice.
For 30 minutes. That's almost a dollar a minute. And Alex did a set, which was not bad, but not great. He did a 20-minute set, and it's only his third time ever doing stand-up comedy.
Sweet.
Crazy,
that
dude.
That is crazy.
But, yeah, it was a fun time.
Paying his dues.
There was a couple moments where I kind of wished I could, like, fast forward. No offense to anybody, but...
Get up and go to the bathroom or
the
something.
The first dude was, like, from Boston, and he kind of talked like he was from Boston sometimes, and he had a goofy hat on, and get out of here, and
forget about it.
That's what
it.
You call a smoke break.
Yeah.
And then you go out and have
we
a smoke
We had
break.
A few smoke breaks, but...
Did we lock the car? Let me go check.
Yeah. I think I left the heater on in the car. Wait, I think I left my phone on the charger in the car, and if I don't get it, then it's going to be...
At comedy shows, do they, if you get up and walk out, do they call you out? Like, hey, where are you going?
Oh, yeah. He's like, sorry, I told you this was going to be fucked up. This one guy's telling stories about dolphins raping people and sea otters raping their young while they're dead, which I guess is necrobestiality.
Well, pedo-necrobestiality.
But it's not bestiality when you're doing it with another beast, is it? If you're a beast, if...
No, I guess not. It would be, well...
And I heard that scientists have found out now that baboons
If they're related, though, it would be incestual.
Baboons cheat on each other and try to hide it from their partners.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do that.
That's fucking weird. It's like they try to sneak off and be with another chick, and then when she comes around, they try to act like they weren't doing nothing.
Yeah, I don't know her.
I didn't give her all the bananas.
Oh, shit, what's he doing here?
I stuck my banana up. Poo-poo.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
back to the butts.
Don't tell anyone I smeared poo-poo all over your face.
Yeah, so
that's what they do, right?
Yeah, that is what they do. But this guy that was talking about the dolphin
on her face.
He compared a dolphin's penis, which is prehensile, which means it can grab stuff. Like, he compared it to an elephant's trunk, which what do I think of when I think of elephant trunk? Snuffleupagus.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
prehensile penis for the suck job on Big Bird.
I was reminded there, though, of I was watching Tosh, and he had some self-defense video that he showed. Have you seen that one?
I don't know, but I saw it.
It was on YouTube, and the guy was suggesting to ladies. It looked like it was made in the 80s. Ladies, 80s. I'm a rapper.
Yeah.
But these ladies of the 80s, he was suggesting, if someone tries to rape you, you should try to urinate on yourself. And then he said... Then you should try to excrete on yourself and make it as unpleasant for him as possible. You should smear it on your face. You should
smear it all over your...
what his suggestion was.
Whoa. Was that the same episode where it had that guy who thought he was a superhuman X-12?
I don't know.
He was a black guy that was missing some teeth, and he acted like... Oh, sorry to offend anybody, but he acted like a retard. Like, literally retard. Uh-huh. I'm the only human who can run 39 miles an hour. And
retard, I do believe, is a
retard
technical
strength.
Term.
Yeah, retard strength.
For
slowing down in a musical piece. But it's pronounced retard.
And also, and also, it's like moron and idiot, right? It's on the scale of intelligent IQ.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
I didn't
you're between
say mentally if you're, retarded.
If your IQ is between like 15 and 20, you are, you know,
like
clinically
they say
a retard.
Your growth could be retarded because of smoking cigarettes.
Oh man, or being trapped in a car with smoking parents.
So this guy set up a radar gun. And then ran in front of it and said he was running 39 miles an hour. He was not. He got on a bike, stationary bike, and said he was going 235 miles an hour on a bike. Because that's what it said. And he was pedaling super fast. And so Tosh had him on the show. And it was just, it was pretty funny.
I went down.
He had superhuman strength.
I had a pedometer on my bike one time and was going, riding back from work over in Millersburg.
Yeah.
And, yeah, going down that hill right around there by the paper mill there, man. I was going 27 according to that pedometer just on flying down the hill.
I went 27 on my bicycle coming down and down. I was pedaling as fast as I could across, and they had one of those for to make sure not speeding. In a 25. I was speeding.
Oh, no.
It was 25. Nice. I was doing 27 and 25.
Yeah.
Superhuman strength.
Dude, yeah, your eyes water and all that. Man.
Oh, man. Like, I was hoping that I didn't get a wobble.
Yeah.
You know, like a
speed wobble.
Yeah. But I don't know if it was that same episode that you watched, but there was a funny video they were even talking about on a couple other radio shows of like a backyard party with this hippie dude that was wrapped in a American flag. It looked like a Pirate Punks party. It was like a backyard, and there was like no grass. Right. It was all dirt, and it was like a pallet stage. Two dudes, a drummer and a bass player, and this dude, he looked like Jesus on acid. He's wrapped in a flag, and then he's got he's got his junk wrapped up real tight in part of the flag, and he's like gyrating his crotch, so it's like flopping.
Flopper.
Like, yeah, and then this dude comes up, and he like starts like patting it underneath, flopping it with it.
Well, I saw that.
And the dude had like that a denim jacket with like patches on it, and he had short hair, and he looked like... And then he like actually
like
grabbed
one of the
it.
Village people.
Like he just no, he looked like a
like a punk,
like a punk or a metal dude or a guy who was a redneck who's to be metal. And then Tosh was like, "If you keep a sarcastic look on your face, it's okay to give Acid Jesus a hand job on the stage." But
that was wild.
But the words to the song were awesome. He was all, "Can you cluck? Can you cluck like a duck when you suck? Can you buck like a horse when you buck?" And then he says, "Will you shit on my chest for good luck?"
Ah!
Which I'm going to take that.
Oh, yeah, dude. You should.
That should be a wedding vow.
That's gold.
That's, yeah.
Shit on my chest
dude,
for good luck.
That should be one of your offerings when you marry people.
Will you promise to love, honor, and obey him and shit on his chest for good luck?
No, just an offering of services. Say, if you would like our additional shitting on your chest for good luck in your marriage... We'll offer that for $150 apiece.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Double whammy.
Offer it for free in February.
Yeah.
For lovers only.
I'll throw in the good luck package for free.
Fuck that. Fuck that shit.
All right.
So speaking of that, we were talking about X13, X12, human superhuman streak. We got some weird phone call on our hotline from, it was a robot, I'm pretty sure. But I want to read this. This is this will be a good laugh for any listeners before they hear the story.
I have not
this
heard
this
yet.
This is what it says. It says, "Hello, true you, fact past contact."
Ah, that makes sense. He's saying hello to you, Tagcast Podcast.
Yeah. "Running, yes, I feel petroleum. I have the listening to your show, but not religious week because I will talk and we don't worship false gods." "But I have been this enjoy your show for past few months." Yeah, I thought it was someone from a different country.
Yeah.
"And I have decided that I would like to be a guest on your show." Well, we cleaned it right up there.
Yeah.
So I will be contacting you seem to set up a time way I can do a full length interview with you guys. I not took a look at the topical off of the top of your head type of stuff. So my question slash answer type thing would be better.
All right, so is this is an email you got, right? So
it's an email that is a transcription of a phone call.
Oh, they called in.
Yeah, so
okay.
Tagcast hotline.
Okay, so this guy's from a different country.
Well, he sounds weird. He said if you could keep the episode that I want to under 16 minutes.
Okay.
60 minutes? We don't have a 60. He wants to be on the Zapotag cast.
Oh, he must want to.
He said that would be awesome. Also, could we please keep the scheduled logical subject matter as well?
Has he listened to the show?
Well, he said he's been listening for the past few months.
We do a lot of logical talk, though.
He said, please.
I think we're logical.
Please place recording on the next episode of the Tech Past Contact so I can know that you have received this message.
Yeah, I thought it was just an email you got, but it's a call. Yeah. All right.
Now, here's the kicker. Thanks for doing well, if you can. Every time, Patch. If this would be a great day, talk to her, and it's a raccoon. How? So I think that's an Indian slur right there.
Yeah. Well, no, he's just saying,
how?
You know, later.
It doesn't have a question mark.
He's foreign, though, right? So
I'm
giving him.
It sounds like it's auto-corrected text.
Okay. Maybe it's auto-corrected.
Voice? Do they have that?
I don't know. We're going to find out here if I can get to it. So we haven't had a call in about 2 weeks. So if you guys want to call it, what's the number? I forgot.
Six-tag.
Six-tag?
Yeah, that's the last one. You can go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and see it.
We're repping the 541, so it's area code 541-791-6824. And here is the call.
Hello to you, TagCast Podcast Hotline. This is Gilbert Roman. I have been listening to your show, but not religiously, because I'm a god and we don't worship false gods. But I have been listening to your show for the last few months. And I have decided that I would like to be a guest on your show. So I will be contacting you soon to set up a time when I can do a full-length interview with you guys. I'm not too good at the topical, off-the-top-of-your-head type of stuff. So, a question / answer.
I'm sorry.
And if you keep the episode that I'm on to under 60 minutes,
sorry about that.
That would be awesome. Also, could we please give the scatological subject matter as well?
Oh.
Please play this recording on the next episode of the TagCast podcast so that I know that you have received this message. Thanks for doing what you do, Terry and Patch. This gives me a great insight to human interaction. Hotline.
Holy shit,
man. I think
man.
He said this gives me a great something about human interaction.
When you said foreigner, I didn't realize you meant from another planet.
I think that was a robot. I think
really?
He said his name was Hubot Roman.
Oh.
Which translates to human robot.
Well, where's he from, though, man?
He didn't say.
He's, man,
we're going to... I want you to come up with some questions for him.
All right, I will. Whenever he calls,
you should have
I'll
seen the
ready.
Look on your face, dude. It reminded me of an episode of Impractical Jokers.
Dude, I can't... I mean, we're obviously... Our internet waves are hitting some robot frequencies. They can't be the only one, like, hearing it, right?
I guess. Raccoons. How?
Wow, that's crazy. It's kind of creepy, though, man, if you think about it.
Yeah, I want to get I want to get him in here in the studio and see if he's an actual robot or a person with a voice box.
Mm-hmm.
Might be Stephen Hawking.
They had that gay robot on
Was that
TV
Stephen Hawking?
Or the guy on South Park?
Ned. They're coming right for us.
Ned.
Yep, Ned, they're coming right for us.
All right.
So I'd like some, I like robot calls, but I would like to have some people call.
Yeah.
Call our hotline. Mm-hmm. We're paying like $40 a month for to have that, and no one's calling. So if you guys don't start calling, I'm winking over here in case nobody noticed.
I'd like to bring back a segment we played a couple times, and it's where I roll a 12-sided die and tell you what it is.
What the number is?
Yeah.
Do we have to, is there, what kind of a game is it?
It's not. I just roll the die and tell you what the number is.
So what is the significance?
Right. Here it is.
Wait.
2.
Okay.
All right. That's another successful segment.
All right. Then let's move on to the next segment then.
This is a die.
This is a question that was mailed in via email to the TagCast podcast from one of our most devout listeners.
Oh, right on.
And this is a question for the tag casters, which I guess is us.
Uh-huh.
What was the most delicious thing that you ate this last week?
Whoa.
Now, after you answer the question, well, I see he's got his thinking cap on. He put his hand on his chin.
I do.
I will have to say that this last week included Valentine's Day. My wife made a wonderful top sirloin steak marinated in some cool stuff, and that was my most delicious meal of the week. So there you go, listener. What was yours?
Nice.
Yours was nice?
No, I was saying mine is nice.
You said mice.
I ate
mine
mice.
Was...
Fried mice.
Mine was... I enjoyed...
Pizza Now.
Pizza Now. It was a very good... I went there. Now. I went there the other day, and I ordered three pizzas.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Would you eat them all yourself?
No, Lance helped me out with three slices.
I'm chewing Pizza
but,
Now.
But, yeah, it was about... 40 hours, you know, three pieces is a lot. I didn't eat it all at once. No.
So that should tell you that if that's the most delicious thing he ate,
well, that was about
hoping that that's not the only thing he ate all week.
No, I also made some meat and olives.
Meat.
Meat and olives. That
and
sounds like
sauce.
A pizza.
And sauce.
And I mixed it with some.
No, well, it was,
and then
was,
I made some bread.
Is it sitting on the
I
stove
did
still?
Make some bread.
What I did
no,
is I took
not.
A piece of toast and I put some... some red sauce on it.
Huh? Oh, that would be good, dude.
And some olives.
I do that.
And some ham.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a pizza sandwich.
That would be good.
What did you eat that was delicious this week, Lance?
Well, I think we mentioned last week that I only eat like chicken and tater tots, so I had some pretty good chicken fries yesterday that were pretty delicious. I got to tell you.
I had a couple of those.
Are they frozen type?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
They were good.
You had a good place you went to that had
some. Oh,
no. You know,
are you talking the $8 chicken fingers?
Chicken fries.
Oh, we're
in
not
the shape
in Canada,
of fries.
So, okay.
So
yeah. Well, those are chicken fingers in Canada.
Ah.
So
they're
what,
pretty good though.
You know what would have been great though?
What's that?
If those would have been on pizza.
Yeah.
A chicken finger
or
pizza.
Or some sauce. Mm-hmm.
So here's my question now
some
for Lance.
Old chicken fingers.
If you had to guess, who would you think would have asked such a ridiculous question?
Oh goodness. It's a devout listener.
That kind of gives away.
Was it one of you guys?
No, it was actually Hans.
Really?
We have a few devout listeners.
Hans wanted to know what the most delicious thing that we ate this week. My wife's pussy.
Whoa.
It was delish.
Delish.
Because I couldn't afford my acidophilus, which is created naturally in the intestines and the vagina.
Nice. Speaking of Hans, can I mention something?
Sure.
Hi, Hans. Hey.
Quick shout out.
You
word
guys.
Up.
I have to have a disclaimer. Hans does not and never has listened to Anthrax, and I think I offended him a little bit last week.
He has listened to Anthrax. He likes the first
album. I just
want
to make sure to clear it with all the listeners out there.
It was a joke.
I have...
it wasn't in his car.
I have some things to say to Hans.
What do you got?
Yeah, sorry, bud.
Hans messaged me and said he had not heard the Flaming Lips before. Remember? I threw that out there.
Oh, I saw that message.
Yeah, and he said he goes back to wishing that he hadn't heard them. They're not his style. But that wasn't the point of the segment. It isn't me giving him bands that he's going to like.
But he might have liked them because Hans is
I'm
eccentric
just to
enough
find fans
to where if he's
going to
be listening, if he's going to be listening to Engelbert Humperdinck and then Venomous Concept. That's a wide range.
Yeah.
So he might
he
like
might
the
have
flaming.
Liked the weird.
He might have.
You know. You
but
never
it wasn't
know.
His cup
but
of tea.
I will find another.
But you know what I thought was
I will
cool?
Throw out there for him. Huh.
That he called you the Great Gatsby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah.
I'd never heard that.
Nice.
Yep.
Gatchalopoulos.
Yep.
I can't even say
that
it.
That was probably the only book I read in all my high schools that was mandatory reading was The Great Gatsby.
Did you call it Gatsby back then?
I might have.
My mind.
Yeah. There was a time when. When I wasn't so like okay with that nickname, it wasn't one that I willingly took on at the beginning. But they were going through, you know, it was at the beginning of high school years, and my friends were throwing a lot at them, a lot of nicknames at me, trying to get them to stick.
D-Bone.
No. I was trying to go.
I was going
to
say T-Bone, but then I realized
I was trying
no
to go with the Dustin Bones because that was a cool
Ooh.
Song by Dustin.
Yeah.
By Guns N' Roses.
I remember your Dustin Bones days back in MySpace. Didn't you have a Dustin Bones?
Well, there
thing?
Was. Yeah. See, that was me
Resurfaced.
Trying to. That was me trying to roll it.
Yeah.
You know?
So that means that
but
obviously
had,
is one you liked.
They there was a while they called me Scratch, an old Scratch. You know, kind of like a devil,
Satan.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
and,
cool.
And that kind of changed to Scritch for a while.
That's funny you would say that because I learned that from Hans.
Oh, really?
Old Scratch.
And those are a couple that I remember. But then, yeah, they just kind of kept putting the gatch out there, and, you know, I never really, like, you know, I'd go, I don't know about that one. And then, you know, that kind of stuck. But, you know.
Right on.
That's a long time ago, though.
That was.
Know?
Back when you used to play with Play-Doh.
Yeah.
It must have been at least 19.
Yep.
And that's an inside joke right there, you guys.
Play-Doh is fun at any age.
You know, tastes weird, though.
Well, it's all
irritates
salty.
Wait.
No. Wait. That just got, is that after
something
you
just
eat
got,
it?
I, never mind. Could we?
No.
Okay. That's okay. let's just move right on. I feel like a real dick right now. Because last week I posted a thing on my Facebook that said, hey, we're getting ready to do the podcast. Anybody got any? And it fucking blew up and I didn't even check it. So they probably listened all week. Where's my subject? So sorry, you guys. Actually, I know you don't even listen, but so we got some, listeners or else just Facebook friends who, chimed in on what we should talk about. Robert Johnson. You guys know him. Not the guy who sold his soul to the devil in the '30s,
well,
but the local
the guy
Robert
that did
Johnson.
In the '90s.
Yeah. Ah.
Okay.
MRSA guitarist.
Uh huh. Did they change their spelling of their name?
No, but there's another band called MRSA with
a
U.
I saw that the other day.
Oh, and they're local.
From Portland.
I smell a conflict.
I think there's some other MRSA bands, too. It's pretty common.
Not local.
Because not local. Because it's mutated rotting skin affliction.
Yeah.
And that's pretty metal.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So,
why don't you call your band that?
Just the whole thing written out? Yeah, if there was any, they
mutated
could change it to that.
Rotting skin affliction.
Yeah.
Why not just rotting affliction?
Yeah, or just mutated rot.
Or mutated skin.
Or skin rot.
Skin
or
rot.
Mutated flesh.
I bet you half those are bands.
They
already.
Are. They
what
are.
About like mute skin? Skin
how about,
mute.
How about skin flute?
Ah.
Wait, where did that go?
What about muted skin flute? Because, you know, when you got like a tuba, a trombone, do they have a flute mute?
Yeah, it's called a vagina.
Because it's, you know, it doesn't have the same kind of hornal qualities as...
Hornal?
As a tuba or a trombone, you know, where you'd use that.
Whore.
So I couldn't imagine they'd have, like, that little silencer.
I don't think they do.
This thing is spiraling out of control.
Right, what were you off back on? All right, I'm back to what you were
Robert
going
Johnson,
on.
He
okay,
chimed
sorry.
In. He said, uh-huh. Oh, you guys should talk about, and this isn't going to help the show at all.
Oh, no.
Tweaker sex.
Oh, okay. Hey,
now, yeah. I've noticed, because I've had a few friends, as I think everybody in this world has, that have fallen down that road and not mm-hmm. really came back, or maybe recently have fallen down and haven't got back up.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I've noticed about tweakers, they like to have weird fucking sex. Like, I'm not going to mention any names right now, but I knew some people that were into, like, doing weird shit and, like, having three-ways and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so this chick, and they're all tweaked out, and... double teaming this girl, right? She's really digging it, and then all of a sudden she says, you know what I really like? I'd like to see you fuck him up the ass. No.
What?
No. Why? I don't know. I just think it'd be really sexy. Why? Because you're fucking tweaked out. You've been fucking snorting.
You're hallucinating.
Sudafed,
so why don't you just
plastic spoons
think you
and tinfoil.
Anyway.
Plastic spoons and tinfoil melted down with Sudafed. And mm-hmm. so that's not what... And so, like, the one guy's like... Oh,
you down? Oh, no.
I would, you know, because I love her. That's my girlfriend. But I wouldn't be on the receiving end. So, dude, if you're into it, and he's like, fuck that.
Oh, no.
Let's just, and then the moment was lost. And then, like,
I would imagine.
Stop. And then, like, oh, if you're not going to fuck him up the ass, and you ain't fucking me.
Can you even be?
Let's go. Let's go get some dope and fucking find someone who really wants to fuck.
Yeah.
You
even,
up the ass.
Could you even be tweaker friends after that?
How do you like that, Robert Johnson? Look what you've done.
Jeez.
Look what you've done to our show. Let's go to the next one. This is
all
a good
right.
one. Steve Carlisle, drummer
thanks,
from
Robert,
the Bone
Jar. Email.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. And thanks also, a while back we had talked about needing a ride on Facebook to get our little godson, and he offered to help after
thanks.
We had already had.
Oh, that's cool.
He said,
yeah.
Oh, when do you need to go and where is it?
Yeah. I always see,
and it might have been an empty gesture.
I always see he posts... He posts pictures of his little boy that's always rocking.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
playing guitar yeah. with him and stuff. That's really awesome.
Yeah, super cool.
For sure. Okay, next one is Steve Carlisle, drummer from the Bone Jars.
Mm-hmm.
These are all local fucking stars.
Nice. Steve Carlisle, local.
So let me reiterate. This is a question from Steve Carlisle. These words are coming out of my mouth, but I did not originate them. All Steve right. Carlisle wants to know, why does the Pope dress like a fag?
Now, in which way? The color coordinated?
That's all it
like
said.
Like the cardinal colors?
I don't know. But that was the Lord, best question. I was like a fucking left turn Clyde.
The fancy
I didn't see
hat? Because you don't see like a lot of straight
that
people
might be the
wear
fancy
a hat,
hat
like that in a gown.
And that made me think that the Pope recently resigned. Did you hear about that? And I think it's because Steve called him out as dressing like a fag.
Well, I think that was the same day.
Yeah.
But it might have been, it probably preempted the Pope wanting to I've had enough.
I hope you're
so
listening,
like, that
Steve.
That was the one. You know, he always looked up to Steve and his drumming style.
See, now, Steve, if you think that the Pope, and that's your own right to think whatever you want to think, if you think the Pope dressed like a fag and you want to know from me why I would think that he would, might have something to do with the fact that he likes to molest little kids.
Or that he's okay with it, at least.
I don't know, but I'm kind of glad. I wish the Pope would resign and no one would take his place. Because I think the Catholic
The last
Church,
one is the last one, you know that.
Always.
No, this is. No, like back in the 1200s, one of the prophetic, is that how you would say it, prophetic?
Sure, yeah.
One of the prophetic popes back in the day of, I think it was the 1100s, made down a lot of prophecies that have come true within the Catholic Church, and one of them was the 111th Pope would be the last one. Huh. And the last Pope that just resigned.
Children everywhere are rejoicing.
They are. They're having parties.
You know, and you never know.
You know, you could just lift that little gown up and, you know, you're good.
Yeah. Gross. Well, you think, I mean, all right, let's take a look at...
You better have a good name for this episode.
Did he look up...
Tweaker sex.
I mean, is he saying he dressed like Liberace?
He has a lot of sequins.
Does he have sequins, the Pope?
Like, I think. I close my eyes and try to see the Pope.
All right.
The first thing I see is him molesting a child. But then after I clear that out of my mind, I see the tall hat that's kind of pointy, and it looks sparkly to me. And he's got a flowing gown. That's kind of gay. Men aren't supposed to wear gowns unless you're
No, but he doesn't wear,
something.
He doesn't wear, like,
pink Izods.
I don't know what Izods are, but
they're a shirt company from
Uggs for men. Does he wear those?
You know those polo shirts?
Well, I was just thinking like the Freddie Mercury pants.
Or a nice mustache, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ironic mustache.
The Pope never has a mustache.
When was the last time a Pope had a mustache? Somebody.
You know why they never do?
That would be so
Because
cool.
that totally pegs you as being a child molester.
Oh, no, it's because.
Gotta fly under the radar.
You got a mustache and nothing else?
You know why the Pope doesn't have a mustache? Because kids don't like to be tickled.
All right, let's move right along here. Lead vocalist for black metal band Tormentium wrote in, Sky Skiz. Which way do you prefer the toilet paper to pull, over the back or the front? Now, I have a friend who is very, and this is a good word for toilet paper, he's very anal about this. His name's Jim Lauderdale. I call him Lodestone. He's my crew leader out at the Oregon Country Fair. He, if you don't put it on there the right way, he fucking freaks out. And if it's at your house, he'll flip it. Now, I can't remember which way is the best, but there's... That's why it sucks.
You don't care about his feelings about this thing.
Obviously
right?
not enough, or I'd know. But there's, like he said, that the reason why is because if you have it a certain way and a kid goes in there and goes,
that's over, I do believe, right? Yeah. Or under. You can do it either way.
He claims that it doesn't. We should have a Mythbuster test.
Oh, we should.
Before Wednesday's episode.
All right. Yeah. Put them on and pull it once and see how many squares come out. You got to give it the same tensile pull on both ways. And how
so
many
that means
squares
we're
going
to we're gonna have to get a torque wrench or something that measures torque so we can get it exactly.
We'll just count how many squares come
out. I'm calling Jamie and Adam. Is that their names?
Right. Yeah. Yep. I think they might have done it, man. They got like 6,000 shows they've done.
Huh. That dude has a huge mustache.
And yeah, for being as black metal as he is, and he wears like blood on his flesh when he has huge gauntlets on his wrists, that's a pretty weak question, Sky. I thought you would have asked me what kind of makeup
I use when I'm black metal. I'm so fucking lazy, I just leave it off the fucking roll.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's just in your windowsill.
Yeah.
And you just... put two fingers in and do this.
Yeah.
And then you get
like
a little
box off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're picking up your girlfriend after a night of drinking.
Yeah. Well, I don't shit in my downstairs bathroom.
Now, that's what's so weird. It went from toilet paper to being anal about it. And then Calvin Cushman. Do you know who Calvin Cushman is?
No.
Okay, well, he wants us to talk about rectal thermometers, and I'm just going to skip that because that's fucking gross.
Wait, I got something to say about that.
I got something to say!
Yeah, you know...
I got something to say!
I was watching Shark Tank the other day, and they had this little thing, and now you got these little stickers you can slap on a kid's forehead to read their temperature.
Sweet!
Yeah. Oh, and also, did you see I posted on your Facebook yesterday, and it's over now. I don't know if you
I did. I saw it, but I didn't. Oh. But I saw it, but I didn't.
First Godzilla, that was badass.
That's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah.
But it confused me because they kept calling the plush toy a copy.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, is this a book?
You'll get one copy of...
You will receive one copy of My Favorite Godzilla, My First Godzilla. And I was like, is it a book?
It was a little
is it
My
a CD?
First Godzilla plush
it's
toy.
It's a plush toy. Huh. And then, like, if you donate $55, you get two copies.
Yeah, you get two copies of
and
it.
And I was like, so it's not real?
I guess technically it
was confusing
it's a copy,
me, too.
So, yeah, but then I, like, scrolled all over and looked, and then the main biggest contributor gets, like, a game. A dinosaur card game and a dinosaur something
else.
Yeah,
they also had a card game, and then they had five plush things. I think they're trying to launch a line of, like, Mothra.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
So why did that remind you of rectal thermometers?
No, because I watched Shark Tank, and then that, and then
I thought
of the application because of your godson, and then I was like, oh, the Godzilla thing.
See, now that's so weird because it's going to go around in a total full circle, so... Right. He likes Godzilla and rectal thermometers. He was sick not too long ago, and so my wife had me stop at Fred Meyer and get one of those thermometers that you put under your tongue or under your armpit or rectal. And I, like, got this one, and I was like, this is a badass one. I go, it's 9 seconds. And she's like, it's only 9 seconds if you do it rectally. Did you know that? It takes 30 seconds if you put it under your tongue, and then it says if you put it under your armpit, you have to add 1 degree. What the fuck?
What is going on?
People are crazy.
I don't know. Now, if you do it for the 9 second method first, right, and then you do it orally,
so you got to leave it in there.
Does it still only take 30 seconds, or do you want to leave it in there a little longer?
You probably want to wash it. Unless you've
wash it first.
Coffee enemaed yourself out, cleaned it out. So I don't know how many more times I'm going to ask people for topics because another friend from down in Reno, Pootie McGee, that's her Facebook name, but she wanted us to talk about anal bleaching and Michael Jackson's skin color.
Now, didn't we talk about this last episode? Anal bleaching?
We've talked about it several times.
Or was this away from the cast?
See, you blew it, Pootie. That means you don't listen. Because if you were listening, you wouldn't be suggesting topics that we just talked about.
What a weird tie-in. And Michael Jackson's skin?
Yeah.
I know. What way to try to be off the...
Oh, bleaching.
Way to try to be...
Skin bleaching.
Way to try to be off the wall, and then we're already on there.
Yeah, we're on the wall.
Mm-hmm. And that's a Michael Jackson reference, by the way.
I caught that.
And then I don't understand why Calvin Cushman, he chimed back in and said he likes his women like he likes his cornflakes, yellow, crunchy, and covered in milk.
Did I put down how I like my women on there?
I think you did.
Uh-huh. I like
ground
my women
up in the freezer.
Yeah, like my coffee ground up and in the freezer.
I like my women like I like my pizza.
That's never a good opening line when you're meeting somebody either.
No. I know. And then there's the final one. We got to get out of this, man. Al Minta wanted us to mention Four Agreements. And unfortunately, Al, I haven't read it. But Dustin looked into it, didn't you?
I did look into it. And
did it help you?
I find, well, I have not been following or thinking of it lately.
It's
but
been a few months.
I think, you know, it makes sense. I think it's a good... I don't have them on me, so
and you don't,
I don't have.
You don't care enough to remember
the philosophical four agreements.
Philosophical,
you know. I'll look them up if you want.
No. See, Al.
Come on, just agree, you guys.
It helped you, but maybe it's not for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, they all make sense if you think of like. If you probably think of karma, just like my karma cards, a recent Kickstarter, if you want to go to karmathecard.com, you could check out that, man. It's like 1,500% funded.
1,500 now?
Yeah, it's like almost $900.
I've been telling people about this, and they're all tripping out. And now they want you to be their new
marketing director.
Think of an idea for me to make $900.
But do they want to buy some cards?
Yeah, of course they do. I'll give you $3 for a pack of cards.
Yeah, yeah, The Four Agreements is a life-changing book. It comes from the ancient Toltec wisdom of the native people of South Mexico. They were known as people of knowledge.
Yeah, and he said it helped him immensely.
Yeah, it was...
in a hard time.
The Four Agreements. Agreement one is be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity.
Wow.
Agreement two, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. That's kind of like you were saying about the somebody earlier, right?
Yeah.
All right. I couldn't remember whether that was on the show or not.
I can't
even Agreement three. Agreement three in this one is, I believe, a huge one that we all do, and I struggle with it myself. Don't make assumptions.
No.
Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want.
Fuck yeah.
And number four, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. Bam, there it is.
Boom.
I'm going to go home and Google that and write it and put it on the fridge.
Dude, it's going to help you. It's going to help
you. I mean, it's solid, right?
It's kind of like almost
there's nothing wrong, even if you don't choose to, like, read on. Those are still good things to live by.
Fuck yeah. All right.
Hey, just a second. We're going to bring back this segment.
I really appreciate
it.
All right. 12-sided dice came up 8, and the last time it was 2.
Ooh,
I'm keeping track.
Maybe you could roll it, and that could be your suggested lottery numbers for the listeners.
Yes. Oh, all right. So far, I'll keep track of them, 2 and 8.
2 and 8.
And I'd like to thank the listeners or Facebook friends who asked those questions or gave us those topics. They're a little bit on the edge, which I guess that's what we are. We talk a lot of shit here. So I guess I'll just jump to our next segment, which is pretty regular. Celebrity birthdays, and I like asking you guys if you know how old people are.
All right.
Apparently, Paul McCartney said this lady did not break up the Beatles, but it is her birthday today. Yoko Ono!
All right, let me guess.
How old do you think Yoko Ono is? I was blown away.
She's 50!
I think I got this one.
You say 50 for everybody.
She's
you're up.
80.
Yes, he is correct.
Wow.
Yes.
80.
80 on the dot.
How old would John be?
John would
be? He was born in 40, so he would have been 53. Jesus.
No, he'd have been 63.
Well, still, Jesus.
No, he's born in 40. He was 73.
Jesus.
this is not a math show, correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Yeah, you
dude,
fucking
hey,
up.
Math was my major.
So what, you're saying that 7 years difference is cradle robbing Yoko Ono?
No, I was thinking 27 was, remember? And then it went to 17, then it was only 7.
And
crisis averted.
Next birthday today, it was actually in Lance's 8-track player last week. The guy from Guess Who and BTO, Randy Bachman.
Nice, nice. Can I go back to the last one for a second?
Sure.
All right. If you think about it, at one time she was 8 and he was 1. That is pretty fucking wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Me and my wife are like 3 years apart. So at one point, like when I was 12, she was 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be probably thinking about getting a little by the time I was 12, 13. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't want it from a 9-year-old, though. That's fucking gross. Yep. All right. How old do you think Randy Bachman is? Just compare him in your mind
to
Yoko Ono.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go. Okay. No. Oh, to Yoko Ono. Well, I was going to go
she's 80.
By album. You know, you got Taking Care of Business.
And when did that
I'm
came
gonna
out?
Go,
74?
Like, I was going to go 72 or 76. So 74 would be good. I'm going to say he was probably about 27 when that came out. So 74 minus 27 is 40.
It is a math show.
7.
Did you carry the 1?
And then you go, so you're looking at like, now is the tough part because I got to put it to 2013. So you go, and you got about like 76.
What the fuck? Okay, what's your guess?
I was just going to guess 67.
All right. He's only 60. He's a youngster compared to you guys. What you think of him?
Oh,
he's 20 years younger than Yoko
Ono. So 74, how old was he then? Because 74 is 39 years ago.
Yeah. So if it was 40 years ago, he was 20.
So he's 21 when that stuff was hitting out, right?
Yeah, he was like in the Guess Who, he was like 18.
He was taking care of business.
He was. Baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
What's that one song that sounds exactly like that, but different lyrics?
Taking Care of Business?
Yeah. Or
Bad to the Bone?
It has that other... No, it's by Bachman Turner Overdrive, and it has that same basic, like... driving riff.
All of them? I don't know.
Okay.
Also today, John Travolta, birthday, might be gay, might not. I don't know.
That was episode 5, callback.
Yeah. How old do you think John Travolta is? John Revolta. Open mouth kiss to Alan Alda.
I just, you know, Saturday Night Fever, Fran Drescher, that's where she got her start. That was her first role.
Yeah, and she didn't talk like that either. Yeah,
but she's like 57. I looked up today, 56, and she's looking pretty good.
She's
for
still
56.
Hot. Yep.
You know,
she has a show on, right? Doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Okay, come on. We got to hurry up with these birthdays, goddamn.
76. 76.
That's your answer for
76. I'm going 56. I'm just moving along.
Very close. 59.
I couldn't remember who. I was just moving it along.
Dr. Dre. Happy birthday to Dre. How old
Dre,
you think
Dre
is?
Nice. Dre is 420.
420 years old?
No, I will go Dre. Let's see. NWA. That was, what, about 85?
They got popular 87, 88.
All right, so really, they were as late?
They changed the game.
They were coming in as late as Guns N' Roses?
Straight out of Compton was like 87, 88, yeah.
Hmm. All right, so yeah, okay, 87, he was probably 70, about 47.
Damn, what do you say?
I'm going to say, I'm going to play off the 420 and go 42.
All right, he's 48, so that was a good collective reasoning.
Nice.
That was the first time that worked out for you. And he didn't come up with 76.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how old he is today, but he can't be too old because he was a youngster when he was in Victims, Nick Woos. And he listens to the show sometimes, so happy birthday, Nick.
All right, he was in Victims when he was about 21. That was around 95. So that'd be about 74, which would put him about, he's about 39.
No way. Nah. He's not. He's like 30.
I'm 37.
So?
I was 18 when he was playing Victims.
Really? No.
I was 18 in 94.
He was in Victims in 95, 96. So
was he in
say
high school
he
then?
Was 19. That would put him.
Okay,
here
about
I turned
35.
Say 19. Yeah, I bet he's about 35. So happy 35th birthday to you, Nick. Why don't you go buy some bananas and blog about it on the internet? Where can I get the freshest vegetables today?
I have some deaths.
I heard one that I thought you would mention. Hit me. Because I wanted to be prepared, and actually, when you give me a name, I could say, yeah, that's the dude from
Right. Mark Bolelo.
Oh, I got that one.
That's the guy that produced that one movie, Boondock Saints.
Oh, he was
on Storage Wars on A&E.
Oh, he killed himself.
And everyone hated him all the time.
Okay.
He would carry a purse with his money in it.
Mm-hmm. I never saw him on there, but I did hear that he killed himself. But somebody from...
Yeah, I never really saw him on there.
Somebody from Boondock Saints died. The producer.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, good.
I got John Kerr. He was an American actor and famously portrayed a college student accused of being gay in a 1953 Broadway musical, Tea and Sympathy.
Wow.
1953, he was portraying a gay guy on stage.
That's edgy.
That is
pretty
edgy.
Pretty.
He also was in the movie. What about Rick Huxley? You know who that is? Musician?
Never gonna give you up.
Nope, Rick Huxley. Long before Rick Astley.
Was it one of the Huxtables?
Think of one of the pioneers of rock and roll music, some people say.
I don't know. I don't recognize the name.
Dave Clark Five.
Wow.
Oh. He's the bassist and founding member of them.
Huh.
Part of the British invasion of the mid-60s.
Wow.
All right. Maybe I was a little off by about a decade.
And maybe.
All right. What about noted philosopher Ronald Dworkin?
Yeah, he's a noted philosopher.
His most famous contribution to philosophy was his interpretation of the Constitution.
Are you sure you pronounced that correctly?
Dworkin?
This doesn't sound right.
Dworkin.
Right,
is that
about,
Dworkin for you?
William Watt Biggers. You know who that guy is. He was the co-creator of the cartoon Underdog.
I loved that. That was an awesome
and
cartoon.
And he also produced the cartoons Tooter Turtle, Go Go Gophers, Klondike Cat, King Leonardo, and his short subjects, and some others.
Sweet.
And this one, which ties into the birthdays. I don't have that one guy you were talking about, the Boondock Saints
okay.
guy.
Yeah.
But this guy, Tim Dog.
Tim Dog.
Yep, he was a rapper known for his song Fuck Compton, and sadly probably even better known by the lyric, Tim Dog can eat a big fat dick in the ultra-popular Dr. Dre Snoop Doggy Dogg hit, Dre Day.
Whoa. So it's Dre's birthday and his homie died the other day.
No, this isn't a homie, dude. He said
I thought he was
his
on
lyric
the CD.
Was Tim Dog can eat a big fat dick.
Well,
they
I thought...
were battling him.
Oh.
Because he had the song Fuck Compton.
Well, sometimes homies.
It's like it's the rap version of Skynyrd and Neil Young.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, Southern Man.
And I love it the way everything in the show today on Monday was just tying in like a girl in bondage or a penguin in bondage.
Tying up just like tubes.
You were talking about rap there and Dr. Dre. And last time, Friday, Lance was on the show. I can't find my Black Sabbath intro, so check this shit out. What's in Hans' CD player? What's in Hans' CD player? What's in Hans' CD player? We're going to find out today. What's in Hans' CD player? What's in Hans' CD player? What's in Hans' CD player? We're going to find out right now. See, he doesn't really like that one as well as he likes the Black Sabbath one, but sorry, buddy. We'll bring that back on Wednesday. I couldn't find it. So I don't know if he thought you might be listening because I heard that he asks you every time you see him. Did you listen to the show? Did you listen to the show?
Every single time.
Okay, good. Thanks, Hans, for promoting us.
Hey,
today,
he's
listening to Hypocrisy.
Ooh,
the final chapter.
Metal points up.
It's the final chapter.
How did you know? That's the song.
Totally
I didn't
him.
Think he knew Hypocrisy. But he doesn't listen to Anthrax.
That's for sure. Nor has he ever. He doesn't even know who they are, probably.
Huh. And in my CD player just yesterday, because I didn't have anything in today, I was listening to Faith No More's Angel Dust.
Oh, man, awesome album.
It is a very awesome album.
You know,
it's emotional to me.
That and A King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime, very much showcases his vocal abilities and range.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And range. You know, so much more than even the real thing.
Yeah.
I think is really...
I think he had a bigger part in writing some of the songs, and that's kind of why that guitarist left.
Yeah.
He didn't like
I don't think it was fully realized what he could do when they were doing the real thing, even
yeah,
though
he just came
moments
in.
Moments of brilliance. Yeah, they had already written the album.
Yep, and they had already recorded, I think, some of it, and he just came in and like wrote the lyrics in a week. And yeah, I guess Tomahawk was just in Portland last week. Did you guys know that?
I had heard that.
Uh-uh.
And Jeff Walter, our friend who used to play in Victims as well, all tying in together. He plays for Poison Idea now. He was asking, "What's this? I hear what's all this Tomahawk nonsense I hear about?" Because people were posting it because they were playing in Portland. And he's like, "What a stupid name for a band!"
You know,
he's like, "What a stupid name for a band!" And then they said, "Who is this?" Or he said, "Who's this band?" And his friend said, "Oh, it's Mike Patton from Mr. Bungle and Fantomas and Faith No More with the dude from Helmet.
Fantomas.
I don't know how you say it. I say it different every time." And he said, "And it's the guy from Jesus Lizard." And blah, blah, blah. And he's like, "Okay, thanks. Not my cup of tea, but whatever." Or, "Thanks, that's not my cup of tea, but whatever."
Can I say
I like
that,
Tomahawk. I love them.
If you go to a Tomahawk show, there's always someone scalping tickets.
That's a good one. You should be up there doing it.
Thanks.
It's like an engine. Is an engine a derogatory comment? Like, is that just
know.
The people from the South that were calling that because it couldn't
it
pronounce Indian?
It depends upon the context of it.
Is that
I think.
True that it came about because the Southerners couldn't pronounce Indian correctly?
I don't know. I thought it was just slang.
I thought that it meant like, I thought engine was like, not like an engine in a car, but I just thought that it was. I never made the connection of Indian and engine.
Only thing that I know it from is from Huckleberry Finn in those books, right?
And Yosemite Sam.
Yeah.
Damned engine.
And Anthrax's guy's hat.
Yeah. Cry for the engine.
I don't know. Yeah. Depends on the context when you come down to stuff like that.
So I didn't know if that was like the midget or the N-word of engine. No.
Like if someone said, "Can I buy a shot engine? Is that good?"
Yeah.
Or
if you don't know somebody.
Get your car off my lawn, engine.
It's going to hit you awkward if you don't know somebody.
Or get your engine out of my car. Wait. I think it was Pat that had some stupid joke like that, and he said he pulled over to help this family, and it ended up to be they were having engine troubles. They were Indians. I don't know if that's probably not the correct way to
tell
that joke.
Was their wagon being circled?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Engine troubles?
They had... don't hear about that much anymore.
No. Engine troubles.
Man, I was late.
What happened? All engine right. troubles?
So what's
with your
it?
Car? No, a bunch of Indians fucking tried to scalp me some tickets outside the fucking Memorial Coliseum. For what's the Memorial Coliseum?
Yeah.
That's the Port
when I was all I wanted to do was see Sue in the Banshees.
Did you? Okay, you probably didn't because you never do, but did you watch Portlandia on Friday?
No.
I'm about ready to abandon Port. It's going to be a Bandia, a Port Bandia. Not that funny, but this chick was trying to be hip, and she's like changing her look all the time, and then she looked up Susie and the Banshees. Susie Sue.
Susie.
But she called it Sucksy Sucks. She's like, what are you trying to look like? She goes, you know, like Sucksy Sucks from Sucksy and the Banshees.
That's funny.
It's that actually Chloe Sevigny, or however you say that. Do you know who that actress is? She was on Big Love, and she's on actually quite a few movies. Chloe Sevigny.
Has Sexy and the Banshees ever been in Hans' CD player?
Sexy and the Sexy Sucks?
Yeah. Susie it seems Sue? Like there's someone like that.
Gene, oh, in Hans's? Yeah.
Gene
and
loves
the
Jezebel.
Cocktoe Twins.
That's what it was. Cocktoe Twins.
Oh, no.
I said, who's got the cocktoe?
You know, a cocktoe is like, you know, it's like.
It's when you
camel.
Have a really.
It's like camel toe, but it's like really skinny, and it's like three of them because you got like chicken fingers, right?
I thought
you
it was,
rooster.
I thought it was when you
looks
had,
like a rooster when you wear tight pants.
I thought it was when you had a really long big toe. Look like a cock. Check out my cock toe. I got two of them. You're the cock toe twins.
My big 10-inch toe.
Exactly. Cock toes. Hans, you're weird.
All right. What's in your thingamajig?
I already did it. I wonder it was Faith No More.
Can oh, yeah, that's right.
Can
what
I
was
go?
Yeah, what is Lance's?
Currently, there is a leftover crack CD in there.
Sweet. He's got leftover crack.
How do you get it out of there?
Smoke it up.
There's no such thing as leftover crack, by the way, which is the beauty of it all.
Yeah.
My
suggestion
for Hans, if he's ever heard it, is Negative Land.
Dyspepsy. Check that out.
Yeah.
Do you know the Negative Land?
I'm familiar with the name, but I don't
know.
You
probably heard a couple things thrown around here and there. But, yeah, I don't know if maybe Hans has never heard of him. Again, this isn't, I'm not trying to find stuff that he's going to necessarily like. This is just stuff he's never heard. Because I know he listens to a lot of stuff, you know, and so it's an achievement to me if I find something that you have not heard of, Hans.
Exactly. Hans!
Hope he doesn't get mad at you again.
Yeah.
I
do not
really
like
mad.
That.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't really mad. He's
I
like,
got
that's
scolded
just not
too.
My cup of tea.
I got
you got a scolding. I didn't
no.
I don't feel this.
It was a little
scolding.
Mild scolding because you said wish I hadn't heard of those guys.
Yeah, well that's a mild scolding. I figured he was just trying
but
you know,
just gotta,
he was just being wittily, you know.
He called me epic fail.
Yeah.
Or it might not have been epic, but it was fail.
No, fail. You got to fail. You didn't get it. You didn't
F
get,
plus.
You didn't even need, you didn't even get two words. Fail. You only got one word.
He's not wasting his time typing in those other four letters.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Hans.
To watch it on YouTube for
but,
8
what
seconds.
Did he say? He said that Michael Schenker in
MSG.
In UFO, he used a depressed wah pedal effect.
Yeah, like it was clicked on, but,
but not all the way.
Zappa used to do the same thing.
Okay.
You get a real cool.
See, when I tried it, if I got into that, I would be OCD'd into the pedal. You know, I would just be like, it's a different instrument. I had an effects rack one time, and you just get stuck playing with that thing, and then, you know, it's like a whole another instrument. You almost have to dial in a cool sound and then write a song around that sound. And then you got to remember what sound you had in there while you have to remember the fucking song.
Whoa.
Am I right?
Yeah, I didn't know you were so passionate about it.
Yeah.
Plus, I was eating pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, I mean, you know, so the depressed wah pedal, it would just add so much, I'd probably be like, how do you get it to the exact same setting every fucking time? Or what if somebody, like a fan, kicks it? Or
see, I had one that worked good for a while, and then I cheered him up.
A wah pedal?
Yeah, he was depressed.
Ah.
Oh, right over there.
Where's the laugh track?
I don't know. All right. This would be a good note to end on anyway.
Yeah.
I'll do some wrap up. Speaking of my mouth full of pizza now, thanks to those guys. Really appreciate
awesome,
it.
Guys.
Yep, I appreciate it, Chris. Unfortunately, every time I go there, they don't know what the hell a podcast is or what if we're supposed to pay money or if we're just two long haired guys trying to get some free pizza. No, we're giving you, people will probably be coming from as far as, I don't know.
Papua New Guinea?
Papua New Guinea.
Yeah.
For pizza.
Let's hope not. That place is backwards, man.
I know at least one person who had made a trip to Pizza Now, loved it, said they're going back. My friend with two names, Dan Dannon.
Yeah.
And so we're turning people on, so we're not.
Oh,
we're
I always talk about it everywhere.
Yep, me too. And Complete Agri Solutions, thank you guys for keeping that sponsorship
without
coming
them,
in.
Seriously, we wouldn't be able to do this.
We would have.
Thanks,
we would have,
Stan.
We would have
and
stopped at 100
gals.
Episodes. Oh, man, I'm getting all worked up about it because just
know.
The support
well,
is so overwhelming.
9.
All right, 2, 8, and 9.
2, 8, and 9 are your lucky lotto numbers.
And then
you
after I finish this wrap up, we'll roll it one more for the daily 4.
All right,
Washington mm-hmm. State listeners up there, I think you have a daily 4 lottery.
Yep.
We want you to play these numbers
all week.
We'll take half the money. Check out my website. Thanks to Dustin, he's got it up and running. TerryGuile.com has my shows and a bunch of bullshit about me. Also go to VFMF.org and check that out. Scholarship of sorts. We're giving mm-hmm. musical instruments to kids. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah. The only other one I need, KarmaTheCards.com.
Yeah, Karma the Cards. Check them out. You can get a card pack. We've got to keep the karma balanced out in the world these
get
days.
Get some of those bad karma cards you can throw on people's windshields.
We're looking to break a record and have a 2,000% backed project.
Oh, man, it's possible. Only a couple $100 away.
Yeah, and you got, like, what, another 2 weeks or something?
About a week.
Got a week
it's
left?
7 or 8 days, I think.
Right on.
Wow.
Also, if you listen to us on iTunes, rate us and write us a review so we can catch up with our competitors, the podcast cast, who are now 100.
Oh, man.
Number 108.
Congratulations
which
to...
Which seems like a high number, but
Seth
it's
and,
not.
Seth and...
what are we, 900?
I don't know.
I can't even find us on there because...
I don't know where to look.
I don't either.
But maybe Seth can look it up for us and give us just a shout out and let us know.
Yeah, so go to iTunes, write us a review, and give us 5 stars, and then tell us we suck. You can give us money by clicking on the donate button because we need a little bit to keep here for you guys. And it's all available at tagcastpodcast.com.
We're still sitting on plastic chairs.
Oh, yeah. And chairs are like, even if you don't want to get a really good one, it's still like $50.
Yeah.
You
could
pretty good one.
You could get a pretty good one for like $70, though.
I know.
You know, that would be.
So if you guys feel bad, my wallet chain keeps getting stuck in this lawn chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a bad back and an artificial leg.
These chairs are sitting in my living room. People come over and actually sit in them and fall.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the insurance for that shit.
I don't. Just the other day, Dave came over and he sat in one and took a tumble, and then I sat in my other chair and took a tumble right after that.
Dave Wambacher?
Dave Wilson.
Oh, Wilson.
Ah.
Oh, he tumbles around all the time.
Does he have a tumbler?
Dude, he
does.
He's
a tumbler.
We need to get him on the show.
1.
All right.
What is the final number?
1, 2, 8, 9.
What is the finalist number that you'll ever final?
Right. Three Dog Gatch.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
Or a three gatch night, whichever way to look at it. We'd like to thank Lance for being on the show again, buddy. We'll reimburse you for gas and stuff.
Well,
because I know it's a long
my
trip.
My schedule is fairly open today.
Sweet. And what do we got? You got anybody next week? I know it's only Monday, but
I don't know.
I think my
wife. It's the final episodes of the week, so we didn't know. Are we going to do a review
of the
show,
season?
Or we just people should chime in? Do they want a review show, or should we just keep rolling episodes?
Yeah. So those of you who've listened to all episodes, speaking to Hans and Carrie, do you think we should do a season ender with a bunch of clips, or is that a waste of your time? Or do you like going down memory lane? Let us know. And any artists, send us some artwork, please. We need some season 4 artwork.
Yeah.
I want someone who can draw just a little better than Lance. Lance draws great. We forgot that we had such a great artist in the podcast family.
Yeah.
And look out soon for the Void activity book, right?
Yeah. It's coming out this week. It probably might even drop today.
Awesome. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Hump Day.
Rock on.
Metal. And...
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TechCastPodcast.com.
Hey, all you techets. Are you guys ready for your rundown of shows coming up? I know you are. You got to get out and do something. Friday, February 22nd at the Baghdad Theater in Portland, it's comedy night with Christian Spillman and friends featuring myself. Philip Schallberger will be headlining, and a slew of comedy folks from Seattle coming down, including Fred Bowski, Jody Jensen, Travis Kinney, Dan Clayton, and James Milton. Doors open at 10 o'clock. The show's at 10:30. It's $5 at the door, 21 and over. February 23rd, Saturday night, at the Dixie Creek Saloon, it's Catechist, the Berated, and Brutos for the first VFMF benefit. That's a free show. Lots of prizes being given away. Starts at 9 o'clock. Come out and check it out, 21 and over. Friday, March 1st, at the City in Eugene, it's the prelims for the Oregon's Last Comedian Standing Survival of the Funniest competition. I will be in that, at least for the prelims. It's at 2222 MLK Boulevard in Eugene, 8 p.m., 21 and over. It's a free show. Come out and support at 8 o'clock. Saturday, March 2nd at the Dixie Creek Saloon, it's a benefit for Brooklyn, featuring seven local bands donating their time and music for a great cause. Barry the Goat, Bikini, Lyndon and Amber Wood, the Milestoners, Ed the Shred, Strange Dichotomy, and the High Desert Hooligans. Huge show. Starts at 7 o'clock. 21 and over. It is free. Saturday, March 16th, also at the Dixie, Wicked Haven, Crimson Guardian, and Bikini, another free show, starts at 9 o'clock, 21 and over. Also that night, if you're not in the Tangent area, if you're in Eugene, go to the Wow Hall and check out We Have Guns with Tallboy, 30-pound Test, and Audiophobia. Should be a great metal show there at the Wow Hall, all ages. Saturday, March 23rd, it's Nile at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland with Ceremonial Castings, World of Lies, and Heathen Shrine. Hit up Tony Avila on Facebook. He's my friend on there, and he can get you some cheaper tickets for that show. If you're into Nile, you should check those guys out. Wednesday, March 27th at the Cosmic Pizza in Eugene, it's Pajama Peach Bowl featuring Ike Willis, formerly of the Frank Zappa Band. I am lucky enough to perform on three or four songs that night, so come out and support at Cosmic Pizza on 8th in Eugene. That's Wednesday, March 27th. On Friday, March 29th, at the Crystal Ballroom, it's Anthrax, Exodus, Municipal Waste, Holy Grail, and High on Fire. I'm lucky enough to get the VIP backstage passes with my good buddy Dave Forsythe for that night. Get your tickets. They're going to sell out, I think, because that's a kick-ass thrash metal show, and you should definitely go. Saturday, March 30th at the Roseland Theater, it's Clutch with Orange Goblin. Yeah, that's right, Clutch and Orange Goblin. You should check into that. It's going to be another great show up there in Portland. April 21st is the third annual Doug Benson 420 show. He's always a day late. That's at the Wow Hall. Tickets will be going on sale pretty soon. Check the Wow Hall website for information on that. Looking forward to this show. It's a ways down the line, but prepare for it. May 18th, it's Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, Beyond Creation, and Cretan at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland. I'm hoping that's a weekend because I want to go to that. You should check the internet for tickets on that. Also in May on the 28th at the Star Theater, it's Bolt Thrower, Benediction, and Hellshock. That one's for you, Hans. Portland's legendary crust band Hellshock will be surfacing for a show opening for two of the other most legendary metal bands, Bolt Thrower and Benediction. So check out those shows, you guys. You don't want to just sit at home and be a stick in the mud. Go do something. Watch a comedy show or some live music. And then when you get home, you can listen to more of us, the TagCast Podcast at TagCastPodcast.com.